It has been a back-to-school season like no other, with some students and teachers returning to the classroom for the first time in over a year. With debates over in-person school, mask, and vaccine mandates, educators have been given an especially hard assignment this fall.
I actually asked my classes to raise their hand if they lost anyone to COVID. One of my classes was more than half of the room. It was just a sea of hands.
I don't want to carry the guilt of knowing that one of my students is very sick. That is my biggest fear.
That was Ariam Abraham in Chicago and Penelope Quesada in Louisville. We asked teachers across the country to document the beginning of their school year, and NPR's Claire Lombardo asked them to share their hopes and fears during this historic time.
Our first day is tomorrow. I'm pretty much expecting chaos. My name is Sarah Caswell. I am a special education and science teacher at Abraham Lincoln High School in Philadelphia. A lot of anxiety. I mean, just a lot of anxiety about keeping kids safe, like with no social distancing, no capacity really to social distance. But I don't have wipes. I don't have cleaning supplies. I don't, like, nothing. We've had two teachers who have literally just quit.
My name is Sean Bowie. I'm a proud teacher at Cupertino High School.
It's 7:21. Kids are about to roll in about 40 minutes.
They're going to walk in, and I'm going to say good morning in my loud voice that kind of echoes through the halls. They're not going to be awake enough to say good morning. They're going to be too shy. And I'm going to say, come on. Like, we haven't seen each other. I understand you're coming from a place that maybe this is a little hard. You're going through feelings, but let's... I'm just so excited you're here.
Welcome to Temple. You had a good summer?
All right. Today's day one of going back to school.
Good morning. How are you all?
Hello. This is Penelope Quesada from Temple Elementary. I teach music K through fifth grade.
My biggest worry is that I don't want any of my students to get sick. A lot of them, they don't eat well. They don't sleep well. They don't have the best living conditions. So I really think if they get sick, it's probably going to be bad.
Hi, this is Katie Wright. I'm at Smith Elementary School in Helena, Montana. It's the first day of school. Oh my gosh, I was so excited to see them this morning. They were so excited to see each other.
So it's our lunchtime, and we have the Wow in the World podcast on, and students are spread out around the room in their desks eating.
Landon, when you're all cleaned up, just stay at your desk and sit and listen.
The kids just have no trouble wearing masks. You know, I'm kind of like huffing and puffing a little bit, and the kids are just totally fine.
Week one is officially done, and it's so nice being in person and being back with the kids. I have sophomores who haven't been in school since they were eighth graders. They are sophomores in high school talking about their sweet 16s, and they have not been in school since they were eighth graders. In terms of COVID, none of this makes sense. Every second, I'm having to ask students to put their masks on. I have two boys in particular, and they just cannot seem to keep their mask on. I don't know. It's only been a week, and I'm seeing how unprepared we are for this.
My name is Bryson Williams, and I am a reading interventionist at Wynn Primary School. Day two and three were a little bit better. The kids are adjusting. You know, we've got several teachers out who are quarantined. A lot of teachers also feel overwhelmed with just, we are moving too fast. You know, these babies that are in school now, they have been experiencing the pandemic. And it has brought a lot of trauma, a lot of social, you know, that where it's affecting them drastically.
This is Brandon Morrison, fifth grade teacher in Guilford County, North Carolina. Today is Monday of week two, so I made it through a week of school. It was an interesting week. I will say it might have been one of the most difficult I've had in my career. I could see a mix of a lot of students who, for a lot of them, it's really become difficult to sustain focus. But I'm going to stay positive. Week two is here. New week, fresh start, as I tell my students. We're going to make it work.
And we're doing our best, our best, our best to be safe. And that's why we are teachers, because we care about them.
To see how the self-confidence of these 6 to 9-year-olds, when they are doing work and work that it feels meaningful to them, it's just so nice to be back in the classroom with the kids. I'm very happy.
That was Sarah Caswell, Sean Bowie, Penelope Quesada, Katie Wright, Ariam Abraham, Bryce Williams, and Brandon Morrison.